B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. So Hallmark is doing a Christmas movie here in Chicago, and it's like it has to do with the Bears, right?
Yeah, it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Bears Love Story.
Who came up with that name?
So
Holiday
cheesy.
Touchdown.
So they've always done football Christmas movies. It's just this year the Bears got picked.
See, I didn't know that they have done football, like NFL team Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cheesy, and am I going to watch it?
Yes.
Absolutely, I'm going to watch
and
it.
They're filming in and around Chicago.
Yeah.
And in honor of that, we're going to play a little game that Ahmad has put together for us. And it's basically we have to identify whether it's a real or fake Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Are they all Christmas? Is this Christmas in July or are they just movies in general?
They're just movies in general, okay. But there are a couple of Christmas ones in here. Let's start off with the first one.
Okay.
The Nine Kittens of Christmas.
This has to be real. This is some nonsense that they would do, right?
No, I'm going to go with fake.
Moe is correct. It's real. It's about a couple getting back together because they have to find homes for an adorable litter of kittens.
What a stupid plot.
Wait, why do I love the plot?
Oh.
Because at first when he said the Nine Cats of Christmas, I thought it was like one cat was teaching them a lesson and the other cat was, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like the ghosts of Christmas past.
What about this one? The Royal Recipe for Love.
The Royal Recipe for Love?
That sounds very Hallmarky.
It does. To me, that sounds too vague. I'm going to say that's a fake Hallmark.
Okay. I'm going to go with real.
It's a fake, Moe. Moe, you know your Hallmark movie. Okay.
Fine.
What about this one? Love on Iceland.
Love on Iceland?
Mm-hmm. Not on ice. On Iceland.
I'm going to say that's real.
Love on Iceland.
Uh-huh.
Fake.
I think it's just stupid enough to be real.
And you are correct,
Moe. Oh, no!
So, seeking inspiration for work, Chloe gathers her college group of friends for a trip to Iceland, and then her ex show up. Ex shows up, and sparks fly again. Sparks fly again.
All right.
I'm glad you didn't voice the movie trailer for this thing.
Could you imagine, like, the fly sparks are happening right now.
In a world where, the ex in a world.
It's Monday, okay. What about this one? Romance and Style.
Too vague. Fake.
I'm going to say real on that one.
Moe, you're like the king of this game.
Okay, at this
Put
one,
me in
how
a
many,
Hallmark movie.
How many has Moe gotten?
Like all of them. Yeah, like four. Want to do one more to see if you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do A Very Vermont Christmas.
True.
Vermont, the most romantic place in the world.
I've always said that.
I'm going to say that's real.
Yeah, I'm going to copy Moe.
And you both are correct.
Yeah.
It's about a champion skier and a brewmaster, and they team up to create a special brew to save the family business.
Okay.
You know, classic love story.
Some of these are such garbage plots.
Wait, okay, what do you think the plot of the Chicago Bears one is going to be, though?
So, I'm curious. Are they going to... Is it like they're Bears fans or is it a Bears player?
So the tagline is football and romance collide as fans meet the... Okay, got you. Yeah, just football and romance collide.
Okay.
This is what it's going to be.
Oh, you give your guess, I'll give mine.
All right, so Hallmark's... what is it called, the Bears-themed movie?
Holiday Touchdown, A Bears Love Story.
And it's filming in Chicago, and I think that it's going to be two Bears fans that one is like a city... busy Bears fangirl, and then one is like a rural, like Burbs Bears fan.
Oh.
And they both went to high school together, but she moved to the city to do a big media job. And then they, you know, she's reporting live from the Bears game, and then he comes and goes, hey, you forgot about all your small town friends. And she goes, but not you. And then they fall in love. But there's some sort of conflict that happens in between.
You're a secret Hallmark fan.
Yeah.
That was too good.
Okay, because mine was just going to be that the Bears players are going to be in it. And this guy on the team, whose name I don't know, is going to throw a touchdown. And he
Please
goes,
let it be another Bears player.
Yeah, wait, no, I hope. But he goes to celebrate. He looks up to the stands and realizes, I have no one to celebrate with me in the stands. Because his family's not here. He has no wife. He has no girlfriend. And then as he looks up, right there, there's a girl.
Of course there is.
Who catches his eye. And he says, I must find her. But she was never a Bears fan. She was just there with her friends.
She was just a cutie patootie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he has to convert her.
And it, yeah, that's it. That's my dream.
All right.
I want to be that girl. I want to be that girl so bad.
So, you know what? These are either going to be on par or better than what actually comes
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Ooh, but I take that back because put us in that movie, please.
Oh, please.
Bear's love story. Please come to B96.
At this point, I'll play the football. Just like, let me be in it.
Let us be in the movie. Hey, coming up next, Carla Palooza. Carla's 30th birthday was this weekend. She karaoke'd, and we have audio of it. So.
I hate my life.
And we're going to share it with you coming up next on B96.